merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard those called Flying Jenny?
Mm-hmm. I used to ride those things.
Did you?
That's right. My dad used to break oxen in it, you know?
Uh-huh.
The oxen, I think, one on a long end and a short end. You know, one of them things, we ride them things. I know about the Jenny. Oh, yeah, put me the Jenny. I know about that. Know about the Flying Jenny.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about that big that people used to sharpen knives?
A wet rock.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
Well, I don't know nothing but a rail fence.
And what will you describe? Tell me what it looks like.
Nothing but a long piece of wood. Split it up, make a rail out of it.
And then how would they stack them up?
Well, you see, they just build a fence, you know. They just run the one, they keep a piling the rail until they get on up to the top.
Oh, and then they overlap them like that?
That's right.
Well, now, do rail fences have any straight up and down posts?
They don't have no posts. You only put a stick and ride it. The stick on the one and that, then they put a ride up in the top. That make it high enough for the cows can jump.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what other kind of fences did people use?
Well, wire fence.
Well, how about wooden fences?
Well, that same rail fence is wooden fence.
Yeah.
That
but
made
what about a wooden fence that might be around somebody's house or a garden or something?
Well, they make it all out the same thing except they can get some, what you call them things, cut to the sawmill. Some call them a slab. Strip, little narrow strip you get from the sawmill.
Are these the little things that have the points on the top?
That's right. They see they can cut that point on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
They cut that up there.
And you call that slabs?
Call them slabs to get from the mill.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Well, I call that a bunker.
Okay.
Just put them on the floor.
Have you ever heard of a bucket or a pail called a piggin?
Mm-hmm. Remember here about that.
Okay. Mm. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something?
So what would you call it?
Uh-huh.
I would call it down to the marsh.
Okay.
In the marsh, down to the valley, that's all I know.
Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
And I don't know nothing but a dirt road and a cement road. Yeah, what you call them.
Okay. Did people used to have shell roads here?
No, not right. I used to have it on the visual, but not out of here.
Uh-huh.
But that old dirt road out there, they really put that stone road out there.
Do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface on it?
What is it?
A paved road with a black colored surface. You just call it a paved road right on?
As far as I knew of, I'd call it that.
Okay. And what about a paved road with a light-colored surface? Would you have a special name for that?
Well, I would just call it a paved road with a light surface. I wouldn't know the different name, but there's so many different names going on, you know, but I don't know that.
Okay. Do you have a particular name for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
I would call it a little grassy lane. I don't know what it is.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
I don't know nothing but that but a ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
This ain't no good.
Okay.
Lazy the devil.